Today on the Tech Bytes podcast, we dive into 5G security with sponsor Palo Alto Networks. 5G services are being adopted worldwide for use cases such as IoT, connected vehicles, AR, VR, and at the same time, the number of threats against 5G is growing. So we're going to talk with Palo Alto Networks about Prisma SASE 5G that provides secure connectivity for 5G users, devices, and applications. We also talk about SIM-based authentication and how Prisma SASE 5G can tie into zero trust initiatives, and how Palo Alto Networks is leveraging AI to analyze events and identify and block attacks. Our guest is Anupam Upadhyaya, VP of Product Management, Prisma SASE. Anupam, welcome back to the podcast. Just to sort of set the table, can you discuss how 5G services are being adopted in the enterprise? Because I tend to think of 5G more as just like for my mobile phone.
When we think 5G, I'm thinking fast speeds. Did you know that on 5G, you could do 10 gigs? And if you think about low latency, that's less than 1 millisecond. What that does is it makes applications like autonomous vehicles, remote surgeries, and real-time IoT analytics very, very meaningful. Mm-hmm. And what does that do? Now it makes IoT a real thing. It can support up to 1 million devices per square kilometer. Think about the density. Now that is what 5G is truly enabling for you. And last but not the least, you must have heard about edge computing with 5G, which means 5G providers are pushing edge computing right to the edge, which enables faster decision-making with high-quality video. And it also enables just better workforce connectivity in general, right? And you could think about things like healthcare, construction, logistics. So all in all, 5G is a game changer across IoT and across a lot of these verticals.
Yeah, 5G is an enabler, you're saying, Anupam, that 5G gives us the bandwidth and the latency profiles we need for a lot of these applications that seems like we've been talking about forever to come to life.
Yeah, Ethan, that's 100% right. Right, it is really an enabler for a lot of these applications and IoT that required real-time things to happen.
Given that, are there threats associated with 5G? I guess, you know, sort of in the enterprise world, we're always focused on essentially IP. So what does the threat landscape look like for 5G?
So if you go back, right, we talked about the density of IoT devices. You've got these more connected devices becomes more entry points for attacks. So that's first thing. Remember, each device represents a potential vulnerability point. Mm-hmm. Second is, with this increasing density of devices, and this is sort of just intuitive, attackers can exploit IoT devices to launch large-scale denial of service attacks, right? So that is becoming a key thing. The second thing, you guys must have heard about 5G and supply chain. 5G infrastructure relies on multiple vendors. Increasing the risk of compromise is across those vendors, right? Cyber criminals could exploit weakness in third-party components, right? So that's number two. Last, we talked about edge computing, right? And 5G shifts more processing to the network edge, which actually, in most cases, lacks centralized security controls. So edge devices become one more place for data breaches or malware injection.
Now, I could have sworn that IoT security was a solved problem. All these IoT devices we're deploying are just like robust now, and you can count on them. You're telling me I'm wrong?
Ethan, we all, in a perfect world, yes, but a lot of these IoT devices are headless. They do not have any, they do not have any agent. They do not, in some cases, do not even have a full-fledged operating system. They are, for lack of a better word, dumb devices. So it's very easy to compromise them because there's no security posture on those devices.
No, more serious question on the supply chain side of things. That has gotten so much news coverage and there's been so many significant attacks that have come in via supply chain. I had hoped that maybe we were more robust in that setting, but that's still a pretty significant attack surface, yeah?
Look, supply chain is a recipe for attacks because now, if you look at cyber attacks, they have moved from theft of data to sabotage. That's where the money is. And I think what 5G is doing, Ethan, is you are sitting in places like refineries, petroleum, places with a lot of IoT devices. They are not talking back into the supply chain. So now your supply chain is as robust or as vulnerable as your weakest link, which could be those devices. And that's what I meant. When you start thinking about 5G and when you start thinking about supply chain, stuff can happen.
So then what is Palo Alto Networks doing? Because, you know, you can't, in a lot of cases, put like an endpoint agent on an IoT device just because they're not built to run an agent. And in some cases, these devices are very sensitive. You can't even, use a typical nmap scanner because they could just fall over. So how does Palo Alto deal with this?
Yeah, before we talk 5G, right? When we think about Palo Alto Networks, when you look at our security engine, it's a common security engine in the cloud, protecting our users, whether they're using our firewalls, our SASE, doesn't matter. It's a common security engine. And why does that really matter? Because what that does is it's protecting us, our customers of Palo Alto Networks from nearly 9 million zero day threats and up to 30 billion attacks per day. And the reason that all that is very important is your security is as good as the amount of data it sees. The more data you see, the more bad events you see, the more patient zero threats you see, the more you can train your security engine. So that's first part. So first thing we did is, Drew, is we extended our SASE offer, which is powered by the common security engine, which also powers our firewalls, to 5G. So what that means is there are a few things happening. One is when we think about Prisma SASE 5G, we are using the power of AI and zero trust principles, providing seamless and comprehensive protection for 5G users. Now, there are some very cool things, and you said this, Drew. A lot of these devices do not have agents, but they have a 5G SIM card. So what we have done is we have made it very easy to do 5G-based SIM authentication to our SASE infrastructure, which means any device that might be a phone or might be an IoT device or might be a mobile laptop or a tablet having a 5G interface, it can seamlessly authenticate back into our SASE infrastructure. And why is that important, Drew? First of all, just you don't need agents. It's an agentless architecture. But the second thing is it's very seamless for the end user to use our service. No agent config required. You just take your phone, you do what you have to do, you take your IoT devices, they do what they have to do, and then they start getting this world-class security protection from Palo Alto Networks, right? So that's the first part. The second part is, if you start thinking about coverage, if you look at our SASE offer, it is available across the entire globe because we run on top of hyperscalers like Google Cloud, Amazon, and Oracle Cloud. And what that does is that gives us points of presence to any place where these devices or users might be. And as we all know, security is much more effective the closer it is done to the user. The farther you do it from the user, the more costly security becomes. So this is where really the power of SASE and 5G come together to give you unparalleled security while giving you unparalleled efficiencies and high speeds with 5G.
Okay, Nupam, there was a little hand-wavy magic there that I want to understand. So you said, hey, we make it easy if you've got a 5G device to authenticate to our servers and we do all the inspection and it's amazing. Okay, but if I'm a mobile device manager or something like that as an enterprise, am I doing something to facilitate that? And on the flip side, if I'm a telco, is this interesting to me? Is that something, is this a service I can leverage?
So Ethan, you had really asked two questions. One is, explain to me that magical thing where 5G devices seamlessly connect back to SASE. That was question one. And the second question was, is there something for the MSP? Let's start with the first part. Ethan, ultimately, in zero trust principles, I need to identify who you are. And I can do that based on your user ID or things that you might put in an Active Directory or someplace where I can identify you, right? Or I could use your SIM, which has a unique ID, and use that as a way to authenticate you. So that's the magical part, right, Ethan? We are actually using 5G unique ID to authenticate back to SASE, and that's the seamless part, right? The customer does not have to go and create a new user ID or talk to a new identity provider. It's all just seamless. Whatever you are leveraging for your cell phone carrier is what we use for authenticating you back to SASE. So that's one part. The second part is actually a very, very meaningful question. See, a lot of times when MSPs operate at scale, right? And it's very hard for them to make changes. What we have done with our cloud-based SASE offer is we have made it very easy for the telco core to connect back to SASE. So our security processing node, which is Prisma Access by Palo Alto Networks, is running in Google Cloud or AWS. And you have got this telco core, which is the network, which takes your 5G traffic. And there's a concept called Service Provider Interconnect, SPI, that allows us to easily connect the core back to our service in the cloud, right? So it's pretty much seamless. It's like creating a network pipe between the core and Prisma Access. So what that means is, first of all, very easy to set up from an operation standpoint. But the second is it does not require any network re-architecture for the MSP. They do not have to go and put in one more device or think about routing in a different way. It's just, okay, here's your Prisma Access. Here's the service provider interconnect, and we are connecting that in an easy fashion. That's part one, Ethan. The second part, which I think is equally important is MSPs are thinking about new ways to make money, right? To monetize their offers. And with this construct of pairing with their network, we are leveraging their network infrastructure to provide our service. So now SASE is really their network and our security services coming together to provide a compelling differentiated security offer.
So you're saying that I, as an MSP, am taking my customer's traffic and sending it into a Prisma SASE POP for whatever kind of security inspection I'm offering, but it's essentially badged as this MSP service backed by Palo Alto Networks?
Backed by Palo Alto Networks and leveraging the MSP infrastructure, right? The MSP network infrastructure. Yes, true. Exactly right.
And then that's a value-added service that I can resell to my customers as a telco?
Ethan, it's a value-added service. Exactly, right? It's just not a resale part. It's really you are providing value add on top of a network infrastructure by providing SASE security service.
So how about something like private 5G? I've heard of use cases where like a manufacturer wants to connect industrial controls over 5G, and so they buy, essentially a private 5G service. They're not going with a regular telco. Is that something you can also support?
Yeah, ultimately, Drew, whether it's private 5G or is 5G on the WAN side, it doesn't matter. It's essentially connectivity. Yeah, and you are on the private 5G, you are connecting devices like IoT. On when you think about 5G as a WAN service, you're connecting back to the internet. If you require security, SASE can absolutely act as a node in between and can extend security both on the private 5G side as well as 5G as a WAN side. There's no difference.
And with this SIM-based authentication, I understand the point that there's a direct correlation between the SIM card and the device. Can you also tie that into some kind of like permission structure or access and authentication or authorization capabilities that this device is only allowed to do X things or have this kind of contact with other devices?
And that's the beauty, right, Drew? You might have permission structures already set with MSP, right? Mm-hmm. If MSP has given you 5G as a service for enterprise, you already have permissions set up. We're utilizing those permissions and for access mechanisms. You can easily modify them. You can easily add security on top of them. You don't have to create new access rules to use the service. That makes it easy for the MSP as well as for the customer.
Are you finding organizations that you have to do some evangelization around 5G as a security issue because it's not really something that's come across my radar?
See, Drew, it's funny. I was in Mobile World Congress just last week, and the amount of enthusiasm on this is just mind-boggling. MSPs are coming in and asking us, and it's just not MSPs, Drew. Analysts are coming in who have historically covered networks on the MSP side, and they're saying, hey, we are getting questions from our customers and our service providers about how should we think about SASE. So, Drew, we are definitely seeing excitement, just not from customers and MSPs, but also from the analyst community.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good sign, because if analysts are mentioning it, then it's definitely something they're hearing from clients. Yeah. Well, Anupam, we're at time, but if we've piqued folks' curiosity about this, where can they go for more information?
Drew, a great place to start is paloaltonetworks.com/SASE. 5G-for-service-providers. 5G Excellent. For service providers.
Yep, that's 5G for service providers at paloaltonetworks.com. We'll have that link and other links in the show notes that accompany this podcast. Thank you, Anupam, for being here, and thanks to Palo Alto Networks for being a sponsor. And as always, thanks to you for listening. If you like this episode, you can find it and many others at packetpushers.net. Hear us on Spotify. If you would leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts, it really helps. And always remember, too much networking would never be enough.